There's a terrific feature every Saturday in the Wall Street Journal. It's called Masterpiece, and in it, a writer deconstructs a painting, a piece of music, a building, or, as was the case recently, one of the country's most beloved president's favorite poems, one that mirrored his own melancholy and maybe foreshadowed his own death. John Miller wrote the story. He directs the Dow Journalism Program at Hillsdale College in Michigan. So, John, set this up for us. You're describing a scene in the White House in March of 1864. It's President Abraham Lincoln sitting for a portrait. What happened?
So it's in the evening. It's about a year before he dies. And he sends his little boy, Tad, to the White House Library to fetch a volume of Shakespeare. Lincoln was a great lover of Shakespeare. He liked to read it. He liked to perform it. And so he gets the volume. He starts reading to the portrait artist who is with him.
Well, and because he has to be reading, because it's Francis Bicknell Carpenter who was working on the first reading of the Emancipation Proclamation of President Lincoln, which is a portrait that hangs in the Capitol, as you write. And so Lincoln had to be, you know, speaking.
Lincoln reads a few passages from Shakespeare, and then he sets down the book, and he says this: "There is a poem that has been a great favorite with me for years." And he stops, and he recites 56 lines. Then he says, "I would give a great deal to know who wrote it, but I never could ascertain." Lincoln was a lifelong fan of poetry. He liked Robert Burns. He liked Lord Byron. He had good taste in poetry. This was his very favorite poem. He first encountered it when he was in his 20s. It was given to him by a friend in Illinois. It was probably printed anonymously in a newspaper. At any rate, he loved it. He memorized it. Throughout his life, he would perform it, as he did that night in the White House in 1864. But he didn't know who the author was until just months before he died. It turns out the poem is called Mortality. It's by a Scottish poet named William Knox. It would be forgotten today, except for the fact that Abraham Lincoln loved it so much.
Let's hear a few lines from it. It's in what you call anapestic tetrameter, which means it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's got that certain rhythm to it. Give us the first few lines. It is called Mortality, and it is about death.
It's what's called a sacred poem as well, meaning that it's inspired by biblical verses, in this case the books of Job and Ecclesiastes. And here's the first stanza. "Oh, why should the spirit of mortal be proud? Like a fast-flitting meteor, a fast-flying cloud, a flash of the lightning, a break of the wave, he passes from life to his rest in the grave." And so it's got this nice beat to it. It's easy to memorize, and it's about how death comes to us all, which is not a terrifically profound thought, but it's something we all contemplate, and Lincoln did an awful lot. This was a guy who was afflicted with melancholy, was possibly a borderline depressive, and he loved this poem.
Well, and of course, now, in hindsight, people see this as foreshadowing that he loved this particular poem because it is unrelenting about death. The saint who enjoyed the communion of heaven, the sinner who dared to remain unforgiven, the wise and the foolish, the guilty and just have quietly mingled their bones in the dust. Everyone, the peasant, the herdsman, the beggar. It almost seems as if he would not be surprised if there was a line that said, "The President of the United States," you know, that everyone must pass.
Exactly. What's interesting here is that he came to see, I think, death is a great equalizer. It is the thing that makes us all equal. And this is a man, of course, who is known for fighting for equality in a fundamental way. The poem says nothing about black and white, but it talks about the high and the low. We all die. I think later on in life, when he's being painted in this portrayed as the great emancipator, this thought would have occurred to him.
And so some would see that there's some sort of foreshadowing, perhaps, in the fact that he loved this poem, foreshadowing of his own death. But you also remind us how much death he'd already seen.
Death surrounded people in the 19th century in a way that it no longer does. Lincoln was particularly afflicted by it. His mother died when he was a boy. His one sibling, his sister, died when he was a teenager. His girlfriend, the woman he wanted to marry, Anne Rutledge, died when he was in his 20s. He had two sons who died before him. And then, of course, he was the president during the Civil War. Hundreds of thousands of young men dying on battlefields. So he was surrounded by death. He thought about it a lot.
He thought about it a lot, and he perhaps expressed that by reciting this poem a lot. So often that people thought he wrote it. How did he find out it was William Knox?
It was not until one day that he recited it and a listener knew it. A general named James Grant Wilson, who was actually had been born in Scotland and brought to the United States as a very young boy. He knew the poem, and he said, that's William Knox, and it's called Mortality, and he supplied Lincoln at that point with a collection of Knox's work. That was the moment when Lincoln finally knew who this guy was.
Well, and some Lincoln scholars dismiss it. You give us a quote, David Herbert Donald, saying it's tedious dirge. Others, have said that it gave Lincoln, an emotional tonic, given that he had such disabling melancholy, as you
right. If you read Lincoln scholarship, Lincoln biographers, they're all interested in the poem because it obviously meant a lot to Lincoln. They're also unimpressed by it. On the other hand, there are people who appreciate it. I contacted the Scottish Poetry Library, and a woman there explained, one of the things that Knox did well is he took ideas that weightier poets dealt with and then wrote poetry that the common people could absorb quickly and memorize easily. This was a knack he had. We want to study the poem because it meant so much to this great man who did have good taste in poetry.
Well, and he was a writer of his own. And it's interesting to just look at a stanza now because, especially when you know how much he loved the poem Mortality, maybe, this is reflected here. This is a few lines of a poem he wrote called My Childhood's Home I See Again. He writes, I range the fields with pensive tread and pace the hollow rooms and feel, companion of the dead, I'm living in the tombs. Again, so melancholy.
Yeah, that is so Lincoln. We think of him as a great writer because he wrote the Gettysburg Address and these wonderful inaugural addresses. He was also a writer of poetry. There's a story about one of his law clerks in the 1840s opening his desk drawer in Springfield, Illinois, and finding that it's full of poetry that Lincoln has written. Not much of it survives. There are a few pieces that make their way down to us, and the one you just quoted is the longest. It is by far the best. It's a pretty good poem. It was written in 1846 or shortly thereafter. Lincoln had gone to Indiana. He'd been living in Illinois, of course. He went back to Indiana where he was raised as a boy, and he was startled to find that so many of the people he knew growing up were dead. And upon his return, he writes this melancholic poem about death and how it is so near us all.
Yeah. Well, we asked Robert Pinsky, the great poet, about President Lincoln's attachment to mortality, and he says he finds it interesting culturally. It's the equivalent of how people nowadays get attached to a song. Even if someone else finds the song, banal, you could love it. And I'm thinking of The Doors, The End. This is the end. This could be the equivalent in Lincoln's age. But we want to ask you if there's any truth to what's said, which is that he recited the poem Mortality just hours before, of course, being reminded of his own, before he was assassinated.
There's a story that hours before he went to Ford's Theater, he recited the poem a final time. The evidence for this is not good. It's a story that has come down to us, and it's interesting to think that it might be true.
John Miller, director of the Dow Journalism Program at Hillsdale College in Michigan, speaking about Abraham Lincoln's favorite poem, Mortality, written by William Knox in 1824. Just an interesting story for this President's Day. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.